You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Trinity County is one of those places that doesn't get in the news much unless it's wildfire season, like it is right now. It's a beautiful, remote, rural part of Northern California. It's also one of the state's most food insecure places, where many people don't know where their next meal is coming from. For her podcast, California Foodways, KALW's Lisa Morehouse brings us this profile of one man who helps feed them.
The sun's barely come up in the tiny town of Douglas City, and three men are almost done packing a couple of trucks with food.
We're loaded to the gills. There's produce, there's cabbage, white onions, sweet potatoes. The senior box.
Jeff England's the director of the Trinity County Food Bank. I hop into the cab of a 20-year-old truck with a rattling refrigeration unit and join him on his monthly food delivery run to the county's hungriest and most isolated residents.
When I make my trip, because of all the twisty, turny roads, I kind of have to take it a little bit easy because...
Too sharp a turn can upend the pallets of food he's carefully packed for today's 10.5-hour drive. It's over 100 degrees, and there's no air conditioning. Out the windshield, I see vehicles that have fallen off the side of the road and thickly forested mountains on one jagged ridge after another.
If it was just flattened out completely with all the mountains and everything else, it would be the size of Texas.
Today's his longest route, and he'll clock 230 miles.
So where are we now?
We're at Solid Rock Church in Hayfork.
Would you like some onions?
More than 50 people line up inside the church for prepared foods, some produce, and special boxes for seniors. England cobbles together this food from a spider's web of local, state, and federal programs.
You are welcome. Would you like some tea now?
Teresa Kirkland's a volunteer, but she also comes here to collect free food, which she often combines in casseroles.
Without the food bank, you just go without. I'm on Social Security. After you pay all your bills, if you have an emergency, a flat tire, or anything that you have to take care of, well, that has to wait until the following month. By the fourth or the fifth of the month, I'm broke. So I don't go nowhere, can't socialize.
A long month.
So, yeah.
It'll be a long month.
She's here with Glenda Raines. Both of these women say they used to supplement their budgets by taking items to a recycling center in Hayfork, but that's closed now. Rain says until recently, she and her husband were homeless, camping out by the creek.
A friend let us stay there in their garage made into a little cabin-like. I don't know how long this is going to last, but yeah, I'm still considered homeless.
At least you're out of the sun.
Yeah, I'm off the creek.
Glenda Raines prepares the food she receives on a little propane stove. Her husband Gary, a former sawmill worker, approaches me and says he's frustrated that there's not more senior housing and that a glut of marijuana growers coming into Hayfork are jacking up rents. He receives just over $800 a month in Social Security.
Yeah, I just got a ticket last month for $180 for being homeless in the National Forest. I didn't know that was a law.
He's grateful for the food he gets here each month.
Get a can of this, a can of that, and you know, I mean, it's better than nothing, but I'm just saying you should get more, you know. I mean, this is America. You know, come on. You know, we should come first.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, we help other countries like we do. Why can't we help ourselves, you know?
Despite all the people I meet in Trinity who are struggling financially, more than 10 California counties actually have higher poverty. But Trinity is one of the state's most food-insecure places. To find out why, I head to what looks like the center of food abundance in Trinity County, the farmer's market in Weaverville. Market manager Sue Corrigan is shopping.
Still have zucchini.
They're not too hot.
I think we need some onions for some onion rings, huh?
As she points to one farmer selling tomatoes, squash, and cucumbers, Corrigan tells me something surprising.
This is my actual local farmer.
The only one from Trinity County among the 10 or so vendors at the market. Most of the land here is too mountainous to grow much produce. And Corrigan tells me years ago, much of the potential farmland was taken out of commission.
My family, two different sides of my family, we had farmland.
Going back to the 1830s. In the 1950s, Corrigan's dad went away to college to study agriculture, but he had to change his major.
Because the government was taking our land.
To build the Trinity Dam, part of the Central Valley Water Project.
One of our last areas that was open enough to do farming, and they buried it with a lake.
Finally, she says, it's about priorities.
Because we've had three different rushes that have happened in Trinity County. First, the gold rush, second, the timber rush, and now the marijuana rush, which is called the green rush.
But she says, you can't eat marijuana. Now I'm starting to understand the complaints I heard while on the food bank run with Jeff England about mills closing and marijuana growers moving in.
Focus has been on other industries and not a food sustainable industry.
Jeff England maneuvers around potholes to get to the most remote drop-off point today. He tells me about last winter when he defied Caltrans workers and drove a closed, snow-covered road to deliver food to people who'd been stuck for months.
And I said, I have to go. Slip, lost traction, gained traction, and I knew that they needed the food, and so I decided to take a chance, and I made it.
That's good, good.
That takes a lot of guts, because even coming up the back of the mountain, they call it Refrigerator Alley for a reason. It gets pretty slick.
That's Lauren Turner, who's come to the food drop-off at the Volunteer Fire Department in Zinnia, a tiny town on the border of Humboldt County.
Yeah, no, we're grateful. It's not easy up here.
In exchange for doing some computer work, Turner and her partner live on a friend's ranch nearby. To get groceries?
Usually it's 100 miles in any direction from here to a large town where you can buy groceries.
More than a two-hour drive one way to Eureka or Redding. They only do that once a month. In between, they rely on the food bank delivery.
We keep the canned goods back for the times when we can't get off the hill. And the fresh fruit, I get imaginative and, you know, like I like to take the vegetables and I'll cook them with fruit juice and then I'll put fish on top of them at the last 15 or 20 minutes. Sometimes we get frozen fish and so I just make a lot of one-pot meals.
England works with his wife, one employee, and many volunteers. He says the team's more than doubled the amount of food they're bringing into Trinity County in the last year. They're delivering one bag or box of food to 2,500 households each month. That's 20% of the county. And they could do more, but their antiquated refrigerator and freezer are so small, sometimes he has to decline donations of perishable food.
And we probably have the lowest operating budget in the state. Our operating budget is like $41,000 a year.
England says the community here is incredibly supportive. If there's one complaint he hears, it's this one, that the food bank just enables drug addicted or homeless people.
We don't judge people. And you know, those druggies have kids. The kids might not get food normally.
But if the food bank provides, they do. That lack of judgment, it comes from personal experience. England says he's been out of work before.
And I've struggled in the past, a long time ago, with some addiction problems. And it just felt so good to be able to go to a place when you're hungry.
He remembers that first meal in a soup kitchen.
It was in a church. It was spaghetti. It had garlic bread and a salad.
And they sent him and others home with cans of soup and chili for additional meals.
A lot of people don't know what it is to be hungry. But if you've ever been hungry, it's a horrible feeling. You're weak. You can't do anything. You don't have any ambitions. I'm so happy to be able to turn the table and to be able to help people that might have been in my shoes before.
He says, just look at the logo of the food bank, a person on a pedestal reaching down, helping someone else up. In Trinity County, I'm Lisa Morehouse for Cross Currents.